This month, voters will choose their party's candidates to run for Allegheny County Council. 90.5 WESA's Mark Newtbar reports the current form of county government is only 17 years old, and already some are wondering if the system is working.
Since its inception in 2000, the Allegheny County Council has been controlled by Democrats. The slimmest margin came following the 2003 election when Republicans held 7 of the 15 seats. Currently, the Democrats hold 10 seats. That should not be a surprise, given the party's 2-to-1 voter registration edge. From the very beginning, there was concern that the part-time council would be a rubber stamp for the full-time county executive, especially if one party controlled both branches.
It's difficult for the minority party to have input, and the only role then that the minority can play is to raise objections or be dissenters, but really not be listened to.
That's Dave Fawcett. He was the first Republican at-large council member. He served 2 terms in that capacity. He later became a Democrat, but still speaks out about the need for the minority party to have more influence. The current system, though, is a big change from the one Allegheny County had up through the 1990s.
We had a 3-commissioner system, and that had been marked with cronyism and nepotism and wasn't really functioning the way government should.
The 3-commissioner form of government is the norm in most Pennsylvania counties and has been in use in Allegheny County for more than 2 centuries. A group known as Compact 21 was tasked with exploring other options for county government. It soon drafted a new home rule charter. Jim Roddy was one of its members.
We felt that it was very important to have a county council and that we should have districts and each district should have a representative. Just think, the 3 commissioners were your legislative and your executive body rolled into one.
Not only does the current supermajority on council give County Executive Rich Fitzgerald a comfortable pad for passing legislation, it also means the party in charge could pass tax hikes without having to worry about the Home Rule Charter's 2/3 provision for any tax increase. Democrat Wayne Fontana was one of the original Democrats elected to council. He remembers the excitement of setting up the inner workings of the government that were not covered by the Home Rule Charter.
By the law, you were a check and balance for the budget. It was more about the financial end of it. That's what we were there for. But we set up committees for every aspect of county government, from parks to safety to economic development, to have hearings, to have testimony about anything that was going on.
And remember, the council was grabbing that influence when there was a Republican in the executive's office. In 1999, Republican Jim Roddy just barely beat longtime politician and Democrat Cyril Wecht. Fontana admits current County Executive Rich Fitzgerald is a powerful force in party politics. However, he says that does not mean he can rule over council like an old political boss.
He understands there's going to be pushback based on your district. So it's not like it would be a surprise for him if something like that happened. And I'm sure it does happen. Maybe more behind the scenes than in public.
Backroom dissent or not, Allegheny County Republican Chair Dee Raja is looking for votes. Raja expects to hold on to 2 Republican-held seats up for election this year and pick up more in 2 key races.
We got 2 great candidates running right now. Dimitros is running in District 4 and Michael Dell in District 8. We certainly hope to at least pick up one of those. And I think this is going to be interesting. You saw what happened in the national elections. Pennsylvania went red.
Raja is even optimistic that someday his party could grab the executive's office. But his job is to be optimistic. The reality is there is still overwhelming voter registration advantage for the Democratic Party. And what about the octogenarian Jim Roddy, who helped create the current form of government and is revered as a sort of political grandfather to all Republican candidates in the county?
County government's working very well. Not only is it working well, but it is working dramatically better than the old 3-commissioner system.
Assuming a successful Republican write-in campaign in the 4th Council District, only 2 seats will be contested in the general election. And as of now, there is no clear Republican candidate for the county executive seat when it comes up for election in 2 years. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.